And we read about halfway through the chapter. And I said that I would continue this afternoon. This afternoon I was back at the apartment and I was reading about Srila Prabhupada.
Сегодня вечером я был на квартире и читал там о Шри Прабхупаде.
This is actually very special time because this is the period when Prabhupada last came to Vrindavan.
На самом деле сейчас очень особое время, потому что это то время, как тот период, когда Прабхупада последний раз приехал в Вриндаван.
Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan on August 28 of 1977. He went to the West for his last preaching tour. He left Vrindavan on August 28, 1977, to go to the West for his last preaching tour.
Уехал из Вриндавана 28 августа 1977 года на его последнее проповедническое турне.
Now at that time, Prabhupada's health was really not so good.
И в то время здоровье Прабхупады было очень-очень слабым.
Practically speaking, he wasn't eating.
Практически говоря, он практически ничего не ел.
And he was just maintaining his life by drinking some fruit juice.
И он жил просто питаясь фруктовым соком.
And he had become very skinny.
Он стал очень худым.
And very, very weak.
И очень-очень слабым.
Even at that time, I don't think Prabhupada could walk by himself.
Я не думал, по-моему, даже Прабхупада не мог ходить сам по себе.
But Srila Prabhupada, he was thinking, I'm so weak.
Но Srila Prabhupada думал, я настолько слаб.
But if I can go to the West and see the way my disciples are enthusiastically serving, then that will be medicine for me.
Но если я смогу отправиться на Запад и увидеть, с каким энтузиазмом служат мне мои ученики, это будет для меня хорошим лекарством.
And he said, then I will get new strength and I'll be able to carry on.
Он сказал, у меня тогда будет новая сила, я смогу продолжать дальше.
So Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan.
Прабхупада покинул Вриндаван.
And that was a real scene.
Это была целая сцена.
I was in Vrindavan at that time.
Я был в то время в Вриндаване.
And it was the evening of Srila Jiva Goswami's disappearance. No, Srila Rupa Goswami's disappearance.
Это был вечер, день ухода Srila Rupa Goswami.
And so we all went down to Radhadamodar temple where Srila Rupa Goswami's samadhi is located.
И мы все отправились к храму Шрила Радхадамодара, где находится самадхи Шрила Рупа Госвами.
We had big kirtan all the way down there.
По дороге мы пели киртан.
And then we had attended the function at Radhadamodar temple.
И мы посетили церемонию в храме Радхадамодара.
And then we took some Mahaprasadam.
Приняли немного Mahaprasadam.
Then we were going to go back to Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Затем собирались вернуться в Кришна Баларам Мандир.
So in Vrindavan there's one famous temple which is called Bunki Bihari.
В Вриндаване есть этот знаменитый храм, который называется Bunki Bihari.
And outside of that Bunki Bihari temple, they have many, many people, many, many local people. And their profession is they make flower garlands, and then people buy those flower garlands and they take in, they offer to the deity.
И рядом с храмом Банка Бихари есть очень много, то есть местных жителей, профессия которых делают гирлянды цветов, и люди проходя мимо покупают эти гирлянды, которые дают.
And you can buy beautiful garlands like this.
Вы можете купить красивые гирлянды как эти.
Or you can buy garlands that are just completely made of roses. Or roses, or garlands that are completely made of jasmine flowers. So on the way back, I stopped at Bunki Bihari. And I bought about 20 huge, big garlands, rose garlands, to put on Srila Prabhupada when he left in the evening time. So we all went back and we were waiting outside of Srila Prabhupada's room for the time he was going to leave. And Srila Prabhupada, he came out of his room at 12:30 in the evening. Now they had a palanquin that they would carry Prabhupada on because they couldn't walk. And I remember Prabhupada was coming out of his room and he had his beautiful shiny silk cloth on.
Я помню, как Прабхупада уходил из комнаты, на нем была одета прекрасная сияющая одежда, сияющая шелка.
And because his eyes were becoming weak in the end, he was wearing a pair of sunglasses.
И поскольку в конце его глаза уже стали слепы, он, то есть на нем была одета пара очков от солнца.
And I remember when I saw Prabhupada with the sunglasses, that beautiful shiny silk, he looked just like a movie star.
И когда я увидел Прабхупаду в шелковой одежде, блестящий, солнечных очках, он выглядел как кинозвезда.
So, I looked at Prabhupada and I went, Jai Srila
Prabhupada!
I said, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The greatest acharya that the world has ever seen. And Prabhupada simply went, and looked at me like that. And then I distributed those garlands, and we all started putting these garlands on Srila
Prabhupada.
So Prabhupada was completely covered with garlands. Then they took Prabhupada to his car that was going to carry him to Delhi, and then he was going to take his flight from Delhi. Now Srila Prabhupada was going for a preaching tour. He had so much determination to go out and preach. But when he got to his car, he was so weak he couldn't even sit up in the back seat. So they had made a bed for Prabhupada in the back of the car so he could lay down. So August is the rainy season. And it had been raining and the road was all wet. And we were all having big kirtan and Prabhupada was getting in his car to leave. And then that car went driving into the night. And we all felt completely heartbroken because we were thinking that that would probably be the last time that we ever saw Srila
Prabhupada.
So Srila Prabhupada, he flew to London. And he was going to fly on to America. But when he got to London, his health situation started declining rapidly.
Но когда он прилетел в Лондон, то его ситуация со здоровьем стала еще быстро ухудшаться.
And he became extremely, extremely weak.
Он стал очень-очень слабым.
So after being in London for about, I think he was there maximum a week or 2 weeks, he decided that he should return to India.
И пробыл в Лондоне максимум неделю, две, он решил вернуться в Индию.
So Srila Prabhupada, he flew back to India, and when he flew back, he flew to Bombay. And on the way back, the plane took off in London, and it landed in Rome. And in Rome, there was a strike amongst the airport workers. And Prabhupada, as sick as he was, he just had to sit on the airplane for 8 hours straight. But he didn't complain, he didn't say anything, he just sat there quietly chanting Hare Krishna. So then the plane took off and the plane flew to Bombay. And Prabhupada was in Bombay for some days. He wanted to go there because that Hare Krishna land was just being constructed at the time. And he had been told that his new room in one of the buildings at Hare Krishna Land was complete and he could come and stay there. So he arrived and they took Prabhupada to his room. And then all of the senior devotees, all of Prabhupada's senior disciples that were there, they would come together every day and they would discuss what was the best situation for Prabhupada. They would gather in Prabhupada's room around Prabhupada's bed and they would have discussion. So And Prabhupada, he would just lay there and be quiet, he'd listen to what the devotees were saying. So one day the question came up, should we keep Prabhupada here in Bombay? So everyone, and Prabhupada was just very silent while all the talk was going
on.
And then one of my god brothers, he put his hand up. He said, Prabhupada said that he is coming back to India because he wanted to give up his body. He said, and if Prabhupada wants to give up the body, the best place for Prabhupada to be is in Vrindavan. Now Prabhupada had been listening to this whole conversation going and he hadn't said anything. And then all of a sudden, very softly, Prabhupada said, first class idea. So then, you know, that was the signal that they got from Prabhupada, and they started making all the arrangements to shift Prabhupada up to Vrindavan. Now, generally, they would have flown from Bombay to Delhi. But at that time, the road between Delhi and Vrindavan was so bad that they didn't want Prabhupada to ride in a car on that road because they thought that all the shaking would destroy his health.
They would drive.
They didn't want to drive on that road. Generally, they would fly, but they decided not to because they didn't want to ride on that road to Vrindavan. So instead, they took the train from Bombay to Mathura. And then they just drove from Mathura to Vrindavan. That's only 12 kilometers. So Srila Prabhupada, he arrived in Vrindavan somewhere around the beginning of October. And they carried Prabhupada in, and he laid down on the bed in his room. And he quoted a prayer from Maharaj Kulashekar. And that prayer is Krishna Tvadiya Parapankaja Pancharantam. In Maharaj Kulashekar, he prays the Lord. He says, my dear Lord, let me die now. The mentality of Kulashekar Maharaj is, let me die while I'm fit and strong. Because I understand that at the time of death, all of my senses, they go out of function. And the voice becomes choked up. And the vision becomes distorted. And the hearing becomes distorted. So Kulashekar Maharaj prayed, dear Lord, will I have strength? Let me die. And then Kulashekar Maharaj said something else which is very nice. He said that the sport of the swan is to dive down and swim amongst the roots of the lotus plants. So he said, while I have my strength, he said, let me entangle my mind in the stems of your lotus feet.
Он говорит, что пока у меня есть силы, позволь мне запутаться, чтобы ум запутался в стеблях твоих лотосных стоп.
So Prabhupada quoted that prayer. He said, my dear Lord, let me die now while I have some strength left.
И поэтому вообще Прабхупада процитировал эту молитву и сказал, мой дорогой Господь, позволь мне не умереть сейчас, пока у меня есть какая-то сила.
So then Prabhupada, he remained there from around the beginning of October until November 14th when he passed away from this world. So for those devotees who were there and those devotees who were near and dear to Prabhupada are those devotees who think of Prabhupada and his pastimes. These days are full of so much remembrance.
Для тех преданных, которые были рядом с ним тогда, которые были очень дороги и близки к Прабхупаде, для них, для всех эти дни, они очень полны воспоминаниями.
And practically speaking, at the end of his life, the doors to Prabhupada's room were completely open.
И практически говоря, после в конце жизни двери в комнату Прабхупады были полностью открыты.
Actually, it was the devotees who joined in the beginning of the movement. They told us how in the beginning you could go in and see Prabhupada anytime you wanted to.
На самом деле, когда мы присоединились к движению в самом начале, мы рассказывали ему, как можно было входить, войти к Прабхупаде, увидеться с ним, поговорить в любое время.
But then when Prabhupada became so much busy with all this translation work and his traveling and so on, then it wasn't possible to see Prabhupada the way it was in the beginning.
Затем, когда Прабхупада стал настолько занят с переводами, всей проповеднической работой и так далее, он был настолько занят, что это уже было невозможно.
But in the end, the doors were open again, and anyone could go in and be with Prabhupada at any time of the day or night.
Но в конце это было опять все вернулось. Двери были открыты нараспашку, и кто угодно мог войти и быть рядом с Прабхупадой в любое время дня и ночи.
I had a few nice experiences during that period.
И в то время у меня было несколько замечательных случаев.
Because I was the cook there in Vrindavan at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Like I had just gone down there to stay in Vrindavan at that time. And before I got there, I mean, I don't want to brag, but before I got there, the devotee's prasadam was horrible. They had one hired Brahmin who was cooking for the devotees. And so he would just fill up the pot with the kapushta and the kartoshka. And then he'd cover everything with water. And then he'd put about a half kilo curcuma on top. And he put about a half kilo of chili powder in there. And about a half a kilo of salt. And then he'd boil it up. And he called that sabji. And all the devotees were going, oh, my belly, my belly. So when I got there, because I was a cook, I immediately just surrendered and I went to the kitchen. Now cooking there is not like cooking any place else. I mean, you use these great big huge pots. And you're cooking on fire. I mean, you're sticking logs in the fire. And it's not like turning the knob and adjusting your flame. So here I was a spoiled person from the West, and all of a sudden I'm in a kitchen and I'm cooking on fire.
И вот я испорченный человек с запада приезжаю на кухню, где мне приходится готовить на открытом огне.
And I was like, it was so hot, and it was the rainy season, and I was cooking on fire, and I was in complete anxiety.
Там было так жарко, был сезон дождей, я готовил на открытом огне, и было полное беспокойство.
But I really tried to please the devotees with some good prasadam.
Я на самом деле старался доставить удовольствие преданным хорошим прасадам.
Now, one day, I was in the kitchen. At that time, the devotee kitchen was just on the back side of Srila Prabhupada's garden. And I was cooking the lunch for the devotees. And at that time they had just completed the construction of our Gurukula building. So in India when they do construction they use bamboos as scaffolding.
И в Индии, когда они используют, то есть строят, они используют бамбук для лесов.
So they brought all these bamboos over for me to burn in the fire.
Они принесли мне все эти бамбучины, чтобы я топил ими.
So I didn't know anything about bamboo.
Я понятия ничего не имел о бамбуке.
You know, bamboo it's in different sections.
То есть бамбу он секционированный такие. То есть.
And what happens when you put the bamboo on the fire? Is it starts to burn, and then the air inside of the bamboo it heats up so much that the bamboo goes and it explodes.
Что получается, когда вы подбрасываете бамбуковые палки в огонь, то он сначала горит какое-то время, потом воздух вот тех настолько нагревается, что он взрывается.
So I was sticking this bamboo in the fire.
Я подкидывал эти бамбучные вагоны.
And about every 2 minutes there was. And that's the end of the story, folks.
И это, граждане, конец истории.
See you tomorrow morning at Bhagavatam class.
Увидимся завтра на лекции по Бхагаватам.
Is it going to work or not?
Работать будет?
Hello. In India, whenever they test the microphone, they go, hello.
В Индии, когда проверяют микрофон, говорят вот так вот.
Hello. Testing. F-Dol-Ding-Char.
Проверяю, раз, два, три.
So anyhow, this bamboo was going. And that was going on for about 10 minutes.
Это продолжалось минут 10.
Then all of a sudden I turned around and who was in the kitchen behind me?
И затем внезапно я обернулся, кого я увидел за собой на кухне?
Prabhupada's personal servant.
Личный слуга Прабхупады.
And he was standing there with his hands folded like this.
Стоял там со сложенными руками.
And he had a smile on his face.
На лице была улыбка.
He said, Ayodhyapati Prabhu, I have a message for you from Srila Prabhupada. Wow! My spiritual master sent me a message. And I was in complete ecstasy. And I said, Prabhu, what is the message? And he said, Prabhupada said, be out of this kitchen by 2 o'clock in the afternoon or else he's going to personally come and move you out. He said, you're making noise and it's disturbing Prabhupada. Prabhupada doesn't appreciate your bamboo going. So, then we had to move out of the kitchen. And we had no place to go. Except in the, I said, where am I supposed to take this kitchen to? They said, well, you should go to the Gurukula building. There's plenty of rooms over there and it's just been finished. So then they moved me into a room that was about as big as this stage. In a brand new building that had just been finished. Perfectly plastered and painted walls. Nice windows. But no water. No ventilation. And they said, this is your new kitchen. And I went, oh, Borsha Moy. I said, where's the smoke going to go? They said, oh, we'll work that out later. And I said, later, I've got to cook in here all
night.
And I said, and what about washing things? Where's the water? And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was Prabhupada's secretary, he came down and he said, oh, don't get nervous, everything's going to be okay. So then I said, well, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I said, why don't you just stay here and oversee the cooking for the first day? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj is a big organizer. What a show. This is something that I can do. So then I went and I got a real nice chair and I put it right in the middle of the kitchen.
Я прошел, нашел очень хороший, самый хороший стул и поставил посреди кухни.
I said, Marj, is everything okay?
Я сказал, хорошо, нормально?
He said, yeah. So then we had these little Indian guys in the kitchen. They were slapping together, you know, some bricks with some mud to make an oven that I could cook on.
И затем мы позвали этих индийских парней, которые там попрукали кирпичи, чтобы пригласили плиту, на которую я мог готовить.
So finally, little Indian guy, he finished.
И в конце концов этот маленький яиц он закончил.
And so I went and I put the wood in there and I started the fire.
Я пошел, положил дров и разжег огонь.
The first fire in the kitchen there.
Был первый огонь на кухне.
My God, there was a lot of smoke.
О боже мой, сколько там было дыма.
It's just like the smoke filled up the whole room and it was like the smoke started, it filled up the room and it just came to like this level.
То есть дым наполнил комнату и опустился примерно до такого уровня.
And so you could turn around and you could see like the bottom half of Tamal Krishna Maharaj's body sitting in the chair and you couldn't see his head.
Если повернуться, то можно было разглядеть нижнюю половину тела Тамал Кришны Махараджа, но голову видеть уже было разглядеть невозможно.
And the last thing I heard was, Ayodhipati, I think you've got the whole situation under control, I'm going to leave now.
В конце концов я услышал, Ayodhipati, по-моему, ты прекрасно справляешься с ситуацией, я ухожу.
That's the last time I saw Tamal Krishna Goswami in that kitchen.
Это был последний раз, когда видел Тамал Кришна Госвами на своей кухне.
So it was austerity.
Это была аскеза.
You know, but finally we started getting it together.
Но в конце концов все начало получаться.
And then, you know, we decided that we were going to be real fancy and modern, and we had like a metal hood put over the fires to catch the smoke.
В конце концов, мы решили стать очень такими современными и роскошными, и мы сделали такую вытяжку, такой капюшон металлический, чтобы туда весь дым уходил.
Now that was 1977. Nothing like that had ever been made in Vrindavan in 1977.
Это был 1977 год, и до этого времени Вриндаван такой штуки еще не видел.
So we went out and we bought some fans to stick in the wall.
И мы отправились купить вентиляторов, чтобы вставить
стены. And the workers came and they beat holes all the way through the wall to the outside.
И пришли рабочие, они пробили дыры, чтобы вставить вентиляторы.
And they mounted the fans in there.
Они смонтировали там вентиляторы.
So then we had this great big long metal thing that they had to hang up on the wall.
И мы, то есть, притащили эту огромную вытяжку, которую они должны подвесить к стене.
So they let me finish cooking.
Они позволили мне закончить
кухню. Because I would go in the kitchen after Mangal Arati and I would cook until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Потому что я отправлялся в кухню после Mangal Arati и готовил что-то до двух дня.
And then I would just like stagger out of the kitchen.
А потом как зомби, то есть выходил, покачиваясь из кухни.
So all these little, you know, Indian guys from Vrindavan, they're ready to go in and put their thing up on the wall.
Все эти индийцы, они, то есть.
So I said, okay, you guys, I have to go take a bath and I have to take some rest. You just go in and do it. So then I went back to the kitchen the next morning to start my cooking for the next day. And my new ventilation system was up. But what these guys had done is the fans in the wall were here.
Что они сделали? То есть вентилятор в стене были вот на этом уровне.
And they hung that hood below the fans.
И они повесили ниже вентилятора.
So all the smoke would just go up into the fan, go up into the hood, and then it wouldn't go out anywhere.
И весь дым поднимался вот в этот капюшон и больше никуда не шел.
So it was a great austerity cooking there.
Это была ужасная аскеза.
But I really worked hard because I wanted to please the devotees. So then one day Srila Prabhupada, he asked Tamal Krishna Goswami. He said, how is the prasadam? Is the prasadam good now? Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, oh, we've got one boy named Ayodhipati and he's come down here and his cooking is fantastic.
Он сказал, о, у нас есть один парень, его зовут Ayodhipati, он сейчас готовит, и его блюда не просто потрясающие.
And so then he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he told Prabhupada everything that I would cook each day.
И он рассказывал Прабхупаде все, что я каждый день готовил.
Then Prabhupada said, just see my luck.
И Прабхупада сказал, только посмотрите, какая мне выпала удача.
He said, finally in India, when the prasadam gets good, I'm so sick I can't eat it.
То есть какая у меня злая судьба. В конце концов, в Индии просадом стал хорошим, но я настолько болен, что не могу его есть.
Yeah, so Prabhupada considered that it was his bad fortune that he couldn't take a prasad.
И Прабхупада считал это своей злой судьбой, что он не мог принимать просад.
One evening, so those doors to Prabhupada's room were open all the time.
И двери в комнату Прабхупады были открыты всегда.
Now, there was an interesting thing which happened.
И однажды произошла одна интересная вещь.
We had a nice big hall in the Gurukula building.
В здании Гурукулы у нас был один большой хороший зал.
And that hall in the Gurukula building, it was used for public functions.
И обычно этот зал в здании Гурукулы использовали для публичных программ.
So there was an All India Bhagavad Gita conference that was held in Vrindavan.
И в то время, то есть во Вриндаване проводилась всеиндийская конференция по Бхагавад Гите.
And they decided to have it at our Gurukula building. And it was a lot of real wealthy people, and they got together, like big industrialists and who were religious people, and they came down and they're having conference on Bhagavad Gita.
И там было еще много крупных, то есть крупных бизнесменов, то есть промышленников, которые собрались вместе и проводили там конференцию по Бхагавад Гите.
Now Srila Prabhupada, he was concerned that these people were going to be speaking impersonal philosophy.
Шрила Прабхупада беспокоился, как эти люди не начали говорить имперсональной философии.
Шрила Прабхупада said, in previous years, when they would have their Gita conferences, I would go there and I would smash them.
Он говорит, что ранее, в предыдущие годы, когда они проводили свои конференции по Бхагавад Гите, я отправлялся туда и разбивал их.
He said, no one could speak impersonal philosophy when I was present.
Когда я присутствовал, никто не осмелился говорить имперсональной философии.
He said, but this year I'm too weak to smash them.
Он сказал, но в этом году я слишком слаб, чтобы сокрушить их.
He said, I can't even get out of my bed and go down there.
Он сказал, я не могу даже из кровати выбраться, чтобы прийти туда.
So he told the devotees, he said, you go down there and you listen to what they're preaching and you come and tell me.
Он сказал, отправляйтесь туда, послушайте, что они проповедуют, и потом скажете мне.
So the devotees, they went to the morning session of the Gita conference. And sure enough, what did they start speaking? Pure impersonal philosophy. They are saying that you don't surrender to Krishna, but you surrender to the unborn within Krishna. That's one line that would always make Prabhupada just become completely enraged. He would say, these foolish impersonalists, they speak about God, but they don't understand God. He said, their realization is so small that they can't understand that there's no difference between God's inside and His outside. So then the devotees came back and they asked Prabhupada asked the devotees, what did they discuss this morning? And so they were saying impersonal philosophy. But something very interesting happened. Srila Prabhupada has one disciple, his name is Brahmananda. Has anyone ever seen a picture of Brahmananda? If you take me times four, that equals Brahmananda.
And
Brahmananda is really huge. So Brahmananda was there. And Brahmananda was sitting in the front row listening to the speaker talk. So the speaker got through speaking of his impersonal philosophy. And he was explaining how this whole world is an illusion and doesn't really exist. And he was saying this whole world is unreal. Now that's another point that we don't accept. Because the Bhagavatam says that everything emanates from the Lord. So we accept this world as being real but temporary. So when Brahmananda heard that man give his big discussion, then Brahmananda said, I have a question.
И когда Брамананда услышал, как этот товарищ, то есть произнес эти слова, он поднял руку, сказал, что у меня есть вопрос.
So then, big, huge Brahmananda stood up.
И тогда встал большой, здоровый, огромный Брамананда.
And the man said, yes, Maharaj, what is your question?
И тогда этот человек сказал, да, Махарадж, какой у вас вопрос?
And he said, you've said, this whole world is an illusion.
Вы сказали, что весь мир — это иллюзия.
You said this whole world doesn't exist.
Вы сказали, что весь мир не существует.
So But I have a question for you.
У меня есть к вам вопрос.
Would you mind if I take this illusory chair and break it over your illusory head?
Вот он сказал. Как бы вы отнеслись к тому, что если сейчас я возьму этот иллюзорный стул и сломаю его об вашу иллюзорную голову?
When he said like that, the man started going, he began, he said, Swamiji, I think you should go take your lunch now. So they told Prabhupada of Brahmananda then, and Prabhupada went into ecstasy. because Prabhupada loved smashing my body. So, but then what did Prabhupada do? Prabhupada became so absorbed in the thought of just smashing my bodies that from about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, through the whole afternoon, through the entire evening, and through the night, Prabhupada just laid on his bed preaching against my bodies. And Prabhupada just became obsessed with the thought of Mayavada philosophy. Because the Maya bodies say that Krishna's form is made out of Maya. They say that he accepts a form that's made out of material energy when he comes to this world. And for a pure devotee who knows Krishna, nothing is more terrible than to hear that Krishna's form is made out of Maya. So Prabhupada was laying there and he was preaching and preaching and preaching. And then I came into Prabhupada's room about 1:30 in the morning. And there was one devotee named Bhavananda with Prabhupada and another devotee named Swarup Damodar with Prabhupada. And then when I came in, Swarup Damodar said, I'm going to go take rest. So then, Srila Prabhupada, he looked up. Prabhupada was silent for a little while. He was silent and then he looked up. He said, Vine Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya says, if you listen to commentary of Mayavadis, you are doomed. He said, find the verse. So then, Bhavananda and I, we started looking through the Chaitanya Charitamritas and we didn't know where to find the verse. Prabhupada said, you do not know where this verse is? We went, no, Prabhupada. You went, fools. So he told us where the verse was. And then Bhavananda, he started reading. And he was reading for some time, and he was reading Prabhupada's purports about my body. And periodically Prabhupada would say something. And I was sitting on the other side of the room. So then this other devotee, Bhavananda, he had to go to the toilet. So he said, Prabhupada, please excuse me, I have to go to the toilet. And then he looked at me on the other side of the room and he said, Ayodhyapati, you come here and sit next to Prabhupada. And if Prabhupada wants anything, you get it for him. Now, I had never done any personal service for my spiritual master. I'd never spoken to Prabhupada. And he told me to come sit next to Prabhupada all by myself, alone in the room. And I went into a state of shock. Me sit next to Prabhupada? Me? Your service for Prabhupada? I mean, what if Prabhupada asks me something? What am I going to do? I'm such a fool. I don't know what to do. So then, you know, I got up and I went and I sat down next to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was laying on his bed like this. And I sat down right here. Just right next to his bed. And I was just shaking. And all of a sudden Prabhupada's head went. And he opened his eyes. He said,
"What is your name?"
I
went,
my name is Yojipati.
And Prabhupada went,
"Oh, Jagyapati."
No, Prabhupada. I said, not Jagyapati. I said, Ayodhyapati. Ayodhyapati, Prabhupada. Prabhupada.
Oh. Yogapati.
Yogapati.
I went, Prabhupada, no, not Yogapati. Not Yogapati, not Jagyapati.
Yogapati, not Jagyapati.
I said, my name is Ayodhyapati, Ayodhyapati. I said, like Lord Ramachandra, Ayodhyapati. And then Prabhupada lay there with a big smile came on his face. You went,
oh, you mean Ajodhapati.
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 He said with a very Bengali accent. He said,
oh, Ajodhapati.
And then Prabhupada looked at me and said, such a very nice name. Who gave you that name? And by that time I was just, completely smashed. You know, I was practically at the point of a nervous breakdown. So then Bhavananda came back. And Bhavananda looked at me and said, you can go sit on the other side of the room again. So it was like a great relief because I was in so much anxiety. So I ran to the other side of the room and I sat down. And then Prabhupada was very silent. So Bhavananda thought that Prabhupada was taking some rest. So he turned the lights out. No, he signaled to me because the light switch was on my side of the room. So he gave me the signal to turn the light out. So I turned the lights out. And he stopped reading. And then after about 2 minutes, Prabhupada said, you could hear in the dark, Prabhupada went,
why you have stopped reading?
And Bhavananda said, Prabhupada, I thought you were resting. He said, no, I don't rest. He said, begin to read. So then he took the flashlight from Prabhupada's desk. And he started reading by flashlight. And then the next thing Prabhupada said is,
why are you reading by flashlight?
You are wasting my batteries. When there is electricity. And Bhavananda said, well, Prabhupada, I didn't want to disturb your eyes.
Prabhupada,
turn on the lights. So then Bhavananda, he signaled to me on the other side of the room to turn the lights on. So I hit the light switch and turned the lights on. And then Prabhupada's head fell on this side.
He went,
Ajodhapati? I went, da, Prabhupada. So, and Prabhupada just throughout the entire night, he kept preaching about my bodies.
И всю ночь Прабхупада проповедовала Майя-Лади.
And then after Mangalarti, the next one, he called all the sannyasis together.
Затем на следующее утро после Мангаларти он собрал всех сандьяси.
And he was still preaching about the Майя-Лади.
И проповедовал против Майя-Лади.
So then there was another incident.
Был еще один случай.
These are just a few points that stick out in my mind.
Это просто некоторые моменты, которые запомнились в моей памяти.
Is that when Srila Prabhupada came back to Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada, he felt his body was in such a destroyed condition that he felt like he had no purpose to stay in the world.
Когда Прабхупада приехал, вернулся в Вриндаван, его тело было настолько разрушено, что он чувствовал, что ему нет никакого смысла оставаться в этом мире.
Because he was thinking, if my body's not fit and strong, and if I can't preach, then what's the point of staying in this world?
Он думал, если мое тело не крепкое и не здоровое, если я не могу проповедовать, какой смысл жить, то есть оставаться в этом мире?
So, Srila Prabhupada, his disease, whatever it was, like his kidneys had failed.
И у него болезнь была, у него отказали почки.
So his doctor said that every day he had to drink, you know, some liters of fluid to flush his kidneys out. But then, one day Prabhupada called the devotees, the devotees with Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, from today on, I will not drink. And Srila Prabhupada had told the devotees earlier on how when his father had decided to leave the world, he just stopped drinking. Because there's a saying that a man can go 40 days without food. He can go 4 days without water. He can go 4 minutes without air. So many people, when they become old and infirm in India, when they want to give up their bodies, they just stop drinking. So Prabhupada just quit drinking. And the devotees, they just, you know, we all went into like terrible anxiety. And we were saying, Prabhupada, you have to stay here with us. And Prabhupada said, it is not under my control. It is Krishna's decision. So all that we didn't know what
to do.
And Srila Prabhupada, he was just pursuing his idea of not drinking anymore. So one morning is like after about 2 days, Srila Prabhupada could see how concerned all the devotees were. So Srila Prabhupada, he asked, one of his senior men had been in the room all morning long. But he had just been sitting in the corner, not saying anything. And then Prabhupada, he said, is such and such a devotee here? Because he considered this devotee to be very intelligent. And then Prabhupada, he said, today I was speaking to Krishna. And Krishna told me that the situation is out of his hands. And it's my decision to make what I want to do. So as soon as the devotees heard that, they said, well, the situation is in Prabhupada's hands. So we have to convince Prabhupada, if the situation is in his hands, that he has to stay in the world. So this whole thing began just at the time of lunch.
И весь этот слух, он все эти разговоры пошли во время обеда.
And I had just finished cooking the lunch.
Я только-только закончил готовить обед.
And my habit was when I had finished cooking the lunch, I'd take a shower and put clean clothes and go in and sit in Prabhupada's room and sing for him.
То есть я в моей привычке было после обеда принимать душ, то есть делать чистую одежду, идти входить в комнату Шрилы Прабхупады перед Данилом.
So right when I went in Prabhupada's room, all the big sannyasis and so forth, they had all left.
И когда я вошел в комнату Прабхупады, все эти большие приглашенные саньяси, все остальные только что вышли.
But instead of having their lunch, they're having this big Soviet.
Но вместо обеда они себе устроили, то есть большой совет.
And they were saying, Prabhupada said the situation is in his hands. So we have to convince Prabhupada to stay in the world.
Они стали говорить, Прабхупада сказал, что ситуация в его руках, поэтому должны убедить Прабхупада остаться в этом мире.
So I remember I was sitting next to Prabhupada's bed.
Я помню, что я сидел рядом с кроватью Прабхупады.
And I was the only person in the room there.
Я был единственным человеком в комнате.
And this little tiny set of cartels that we had chanted with.
У меня были крошечные каратальчики, то есть с помощью которых мы пели.
And I can even remember the melody I was chanting.
Я даже помню мелодию, на которую я пел.
I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And I've been singing like that for about 10 minutes. All of a sudden the doors flew open. And all the sannyasis came running in the room. And it was like a real scene. Tamal Krishna Goswami was there. And Brahmananda was there. And Hansaduta was there. And Bhakti Charu was there. And so many. Bhavananda was there. And Kirtananda was there. They all came in and everyone surrounded Prabhupada's bed. And because this Kirtananda, he'd been Prabhupada's senior disciple, they had deputed Kirtananda to speak. Everyone was around Prabhupada's bed. And Prabhupada was just laying there. And then they were started looking at Kirtananda and they're saying,
Они стали смотреть на Киртананду и сказали ему, говори.
But Kirtananda broke down and he started crying.
Но Киртананда, он, то есть, сломался и начал плакать.
And he couldn't speak.
Он не мог произнести ни слова.
As everyone was like looking at him, like, are you gonna talk?
И все, они смотрели на него, ты говорить будешь или нет?
And he was just there going, he was crying and he couldn't speak.
Он плакал, не мог произнести ни слова.
And finally, you know, I think it was Brahmananda or somebody went to Kirtananda and said, speak, speak. So then Kirtananda went, Prabhupada! You said that you spoke to Krishna. And Krishna said that the situation is in your hands. So if it's in your hands, you can't go. You have to stay here with us. And then he just broke down on the floor and started crying. And then everyone was just like staring at Prabhupada and they were waiting for a response. And for this was like the biggest moment of our life, in the most important point of our life, would Prabhupada stay with us or not? Nothing is more important than that.
Нет ничего больше, чем это.
The Prabhupada is laying there.
Прабхупада лежал на кровати.
He went.
Сказал.
You have discussed this amongst yourselves.
Вы обсуждали это между собой.
And everyone said, yes, Prabhupada.
Все сказали, да, Прабхупада.
And Brahmananda said, Prabhupada, we can't go on without you.
Брахмананда сказал, Прабхупада, мы не можем без вас.
Prabhupada said, this is your joint conclusion.
Он сказал, что это ваше совместное решение.
And simultaneously everyone, yes, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada went, okay. And that's how I responded. Okay. And everyone went, Jai Shri Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, he looked up and he said, so I guess if I'm going to stay, then I might have to start drinking again.
И Прабхупада сказал, что насколько я понимаю, если я должен буду остаться, то мне придется опять начать пить.
And so everyone was ecstatic to hear that Prabhupada was going to start drinking again. So then one devotee looked at Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, what do you want to drink?
And
Prabhupada just laid there. What do I want to drink? I want to drink strawberry juice. Now, getting strawberries in Vrindavan is like getting mangoes in Almaty.
Достать клубнику в Вриндаване то же самое, что достать манго в Алмате.
Yeah, it's like impossible. Prabhupada said, I want to drink strawberry juice.
Практически невозможно, Прабхупада сказал, я хочу попить клубничный сок.
So then I started looking at strawberry juice.
Все начали пересматривать, клубничный сок, клубничный сок.
And then just at that time, Prabhupada's servant came walking in from the kitchen.
И как раз в это время, то есть слуга Прабхупады пришел вернуться из кухни.
And he had not attended that whole session that had gone on.
У него не было, он не был на всем этом служении, которое.
And what was he carrying?
И что нес слуга Прабхупады?
He was carrying a great big long tray of strawberries that the devotee had just brought from America.
Он принес огромный поднос с клубники, который преданный только что привезли из Америки.
And he walked in and he said, Prabhupada, somebody just brought you strawberries. What? Would you like for me to do something with them? And they went, Jai Srila Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada was laying there and we all felt relieved. We were thinking, oh, Prabhupada's going to drink. Prabhupada's going to stay here with us. And then Prabhupada looked up and he said, he asked a very important question. He said, what is the nutritional value of strawberries? Everyone started looking at one another like, what's the nutritional value of strawberries? And then that person, I don't know. And they turned to them, what's the nutritional value of strawberries? So then there was one devotee, one of my brothers' name is Tejas. And Tejas was a big nutritionist. So they said, Tejas is here. Tejas will know the nutritional value of strawberries. So everyone just turned to Tejas. And they said, Tejas, what is the nutritional value of strawberries? And Tejas went, strawberries. He said, Prabhupada, the nutritional value of strawberries is fructose, fruit sugar.
То есть питательную ценность клубник стоит фруктоза.
Prabhupada, фруктоза. Very important to have fructose. And then he looked, and Prabhupada couldn't see so much. So he said, Tejas, you are here. You have come from Hyderabad. Because we had Prabhupada established a big farm in Hyderabad in South India. And Tejas was the president. He said, Tejas, you have come? Tejas said, yes, Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, how are things going on the farm? Then Tejas said, Prabhupada, we just harvested all of the corn. Prabhupada said, you said corn? He said, Tejas, I have a question. Do you know how to make corn chapatis? And then Tejas went, no, Prabhupada, I never made. So then Prabhupada, for about the next 10 minutes, he just went into a description of how to make corn chapatis. Yeah, it's like, on 1 minute you have a person who's at the brink of death.
То есть это, вот посмотрите, в какой-то момент человек находится на грани смерти.
And the next minute he's teaching his disciples how to make corn chapati.
А в следующее мгновение он уже учит своих учеников делать чапати из кукурузы.
You know, Prabhupada said, you make them nicely, you offer to your deities, and you have very nice chapatis.
И Прабхупада сказал, что очень хорошо ее приготовь, предложи их своим божествам, у тебя будут вкусные чапати.
So, one other incident comes to mind.
Еще один случай всплывает в памяти.
And I've told this story a number of times.
Я много раз рассказывал эту историю.
But Srila Prabhupada, every day there'd be a certain time of the day when we would read all of the news reports to Prabhupada about ISKCON around the world.
То есть в определенное время в течение дня мы читали Шри Прабхупаде, то есть отчет о новостях ISKCON по всему миру.
So one day they were reading to Prabhupada a news report about South Africa.
И однажды они читали Прабхупаде отчет по Южной Африке.
And we just opened a new temple there.
Мы только что открыли там новый храм.
So all the newspaper reports came down for Prabhupada to read.
И поэтому, то есть, принесли все эти газеты, все эти отчеты для
Прабхупады. So we were all gathered around Prabhupada's bed.
Мы все собрались вокруг кровати Шрилы Прабхупады.
Prabhupada was lying there very peacefully.
Прабхупада очень спокойно лежал.
And then Tamalkrishna Goswami started reading this report.
И тогда Тамалкришна Госвами начал читать этот отчет.
And it's talking about Hare Krishna's open new temple at Cato Ridge.
То есть он говорил о том, как читалось там. Hare Krishna открыли новый храм в Cato Ridge.
So he was reading the article, and then it came to a point where it said, the process of Krishna consciousness makes you happy, healthy, and holy.
И он дошел до предложения этой статьи из газеты, где говорилось, что процесс сознания Кришны делает вас счастливым, здоровым и святым.
And when Prabhupada heard happy, healthy, holy, big smile came on his face.
И когда Прабхупада услышал слова здоровый, счастливый, святой, на его лице показалась огромная улыбка.
Prabhupada said, read it again.
Прабхупада сказал, прочитай еще раз.
So they read it again.
Они прочитали еще раз.
And then Prabhupada started talking about how the process of Krishna consciousness had transformed all of his disciples into like very effulgent and happy and healthy people.
И тогда Прабхупада начал говорить о том, как процесс сознания Кришны превратил всех его учеников в очень таких сияющих, счастливых и здоровых людей.
And then they continued reading the article.
Затем они продолжили читать статью.
And it came to one point in the article and said that the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for smashing bogus yogis.
И, то есть, они добрались до предложения, где говорилось, что движение сознания Кришны предназначено для того, чтобы сокрушить лже-йоги.
And when Prabhupada heard bogi-yogi, big smile came on his face.
Когда Прабхупада услышал про лже-йогов, на его лице показалась огромная улыбка.
And he went, bogi-yogi, read it again.
Он сказал, bogi-yogi, прочитайте еще раз.
And so then Prabhupada started speaking about bogi-yogis.
И Прабхупада начал говорить о лже-йогах.
And he started speaking about one very famous bogus yogi from India. His name is Ramakrishna and Vivekananda.
Он начал говорить об одних знаменитых лже-йогах из Индии по имени Рамакришна и Вивекананда.
And he started smashing them.
Он начал сокрушать их, разбивать их.
And then after some time, Prabhupada said, anyhow, no one really cares for Ramakrishna and Vivekananda.
И он сказал, так или иначе, никто на все на самом плевать на Рамакришну и Вивекананду.
So we were seeing Prabhupada so weak, and he was preaching so much that we were all in complete ecstasy.
И мы видели, что Прабхупада был настолько слабым, но так столько поговорил, что были в полном экстазе.
So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was sitting next to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, this Krishna consciousness movement is Anandam Bhuti Bardhanam.
И то есть Tamal Krishna Maharaj сидел рядом с Прабхупадой, и он сказал, что Прабхупада, это движение создания Кришны, это Анандам Бхуди Бардханам.
Now that's from Lord Chaitanya's Sikshastakam, and it means that Krishna consciousness is an ever-expanding ocean of bliss.
Это из Шикшастаки Господа Читания, где он говорит, что воспевание святого имени — это вечно увеличивающийся океан блаженства.
Prabhupada said, what did you say?
Прабхупада сказал, что ты сказал?
And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Krishna consciousness is Anandam Bhuti Bardhanam.
Сознание Кришны — это Ананда Бхуди Вардханам.
Prabhupada said, what did you say?
Прабхупада сказал, что ты сказал?
And then Tamal Krishna says, Maharaji said, Anandam Bhuti Bardhanam, an ever-increasing ocean of bliss.
И Maharaj сказал, Ананда Бхуди Вардханам, вечно увеличивающийся океан блаженства.
So Prabhupada was laying there.
Прабхупада лежал в кровати.
In a very loud voice, he said, Anandam Bhuti Bardhanam. And then he threw his hand in the air. And he said, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And his hand was shaking because he was so weak, and then his hand fell down.
И он очень громкий голос сказал, Нанда Будды Вартанам, поднял руку, и она тряслась, потому что она была очень слаб, назвал Брахма Джайта Шри Кришна Санкиртана, затем его рука упала.
So it's nice to, I mean, this is just that time of the year.
То есть это как раз в это время года.
And it's nice to have remembrance of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful pastimes that he performed.
Очень замечательно вспоминать Шрилу Прабхупаду и его удивительные игры.
Шрила Прабхупада had his pastimes traveling in the field and preaching all over the world.
Шрила Прабхупада проводил свои игры, то есть путешествия и проповедовал по всему миру.
And Srila Prabhupada had his pastimes in Vrindavan at the end of his life also. And all of Prabhupada's pastimes were meant to teach us. So Srila Prabhupada, he taught us perfectly how to go back to Godhead. And what our actual function should be while we're here in this world. There's the prayer by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says, he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. Because Vaishnavas live in sound. A Vaishnava dies to live. And while he's living, he simply gives his life for spreading the holy name around. So we saw that in Srila Prabhupada. Up into his last breath, Srila Prabhupada was simply preaching Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and the glories of the holy name of the Lord. So we should remember Prabhupada's pastimes.
Мы должны помнить и вспоминать игры, помнить игры Прабхупады.
And we should pray to Prabhupada for his mercy.
Мы должны молить Прабхупаду его милости.
That we can actually develop his same mood of unalloyed surrender to the Lord.
Чтобы мы смогли развить тоже настроение беспримесной преданности Господу.
And if somehow we can catch that mood of Srila Prabhupada, then our lives will become perfect.
Если так и нечем сможем уловить это настроение Прабхупады, наша жизнь станет совершенной.
Okay, so I said tonight that we would talk about Bhagavad Gita, but we'll do that tomorrow.
Я говорю, что сегодня вечером поговорим о Бхагавад Гите, но мы сделаем это завтра.
Шрила Прабхупада ки джай. Шрила Прабхупада ки джай. Шрила Прабхупада ки джай. О Премананде.
Шрила Бхакта Вринда Говинда Махараджа ки
джай. Here in Almaty they have the tastiest garlic.
Дорогие бедные, огромная просьба, когда вы будете делать следующий раз, делайте их жирными. Не готовьте их маской ничего. Это сухофрукты с печеньем. Печенье тоже жирное.
Спасибо. Thank you very much.